You're listening to RNIB Connector Radio. Now, the Commonwealth Games are happening in Birmingham this year. And joining me today are two sisters from Northern Ireland that will be taking part in the Para Triathlon, Judith and Chloe McComb. So first of all, how long have you been training as triathletes? How did you get into the sport, Chloe?
So we started by accident 3 or 4 years ago. We used to be on the para rowing team for Ireland, and that sort of fell through. But we bumped into a guy from Triathlon Ireland, and he was like, can you swim? Can you cycle? Can you run? And we're like, kinda. And he was like, well, give it a go. There's a training day next weekend. Come along. And then that was pretty much it. Roped in from there.
What was it like then switching from sort of rowing to triathlon? Because they're quite different sports.
We've always sort of swam a bit and cycled a bit and ran a bit, just not sort of
competitively
or over any real distance. So we knew that we could do all three of them. And supposedly rowing is good for triathlon. It's the same muscles as cycling. Apparently it works well together.
So what does the sort of training schedule look like at the minute, Judith?
So usually we're up at around 6 or just before it to go in to swim for maybe about 2 hours. And then you sort of have a bit of a break, a bit of food. And then it's a bike or a run. And then another wee...
A nap,
yeah. Usually a nap. And then either some mobility or some strength training.
That sounds intense. I think that nap might be quite important.
Oh yeah, the nap is the best part of the day.
What are you most looking forward to then about getting involved in the Commonwealth Games?
I think just the atmosphere is just going to be like unreal. Like, we've been to some international races through triathlon, but I mean, I think number one, because it's so close to home. Like, it's just in Birmingham. It's sort of like a home crowd. More so for the England team, but I'll take it. And sort of as well, like, just being able to race next to my biggest competitor. My twin.
Best friends.
And worst enemies.
Is there quite a big competition between the two of you then?
Yeah, 100%. Like, we always sort of say before races, like, it doesn't matter about anyone else. As long as I cross the line before her, then I'm happy.
Yeah.
Like, we care for each other too. We want each other to do really well. And I think that's sort of where the competitiveness comes from. Because it's kind of like, if I don't push hard, then Judith's not going to push hard. Or, like, if I feel like Judith's not pushing that hard, I'll sort of maybe pull back a little bit as well. So I think if we're both driving on, then we sort of encourage each other on.
Yeah.
And I suppose being a sort of relatively home crowd over in Birmingham, will your family and friends be able to come over and support you while you're competing?
Yeah, we've got a couple of family members and friends who've already organised to come over, and I don't know, maybe others will decide to come over too. I think it would be really great to have a big crowd of Northern Irish people just going, yeah!
Can imagine it now, I can hear them already.
Yeah.
So what for you two do you find the hardest part about being a para athlete and an athlete with sight loss?
As a para athlete, sort of, we find that it's difficult to get sort of sponsorship. It's difficult to get recognised just because people know sort of like the, I don't want to say normal athletes, but the able-bodied athletes more than the para athletes, which is changing because of like Channel 4 especially, like, are really, really good at representing people with disabilities. As well as that, sort of with a visual impairment, it means we can't drive. So it means getting to training is just that little bit more difficult. It requires a lot more motivation to sort of get up and walk and get the bus.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of coverage of the Commonwealth Games. Does that make you nervous, or is that quite an exciting prospect?
I get nervous beforehand thinking, oh, people are going to see me and they're going to see me looking absolutely horrendous whenever I'm trying to run. But also, whenever you're in the situation, whenever the race starts, you're not thinking about anything other than like one foot in front of the other or keep pedaling and breathe. Yeah, I think we're quite comfortable sort of speaking in front of people as well. Like, it's something we slowly got used to over the years, and sort of doing our own YouTube videos and stuff. It's just really, we're sort of not as nervous.
And I suppose when I've seen you in interviews and things before, you've spoken a lot about inspiring other younger VI people, and with it being televised and there being a lot of coverage over the Commonwealth Games this year, hopefully, you know, a couple of young VI girls who watch you do triathlons might think, oh, you know, it is doable and I'm going to go and give that a go. Is that something that's important to you to sort of inspire the next generation?
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. You know, kids with any kind of disability maybe hear quite a lot like, oh, you wouldn't be able to do that, or oh, you can't do that, but nothing should stop you from giving it a go. Like, there's maybe barriers in the way, but there's always a way around it. There's always a way that you can adapt things so that anyone's able to try it.
Absolutely. That's such an important point to get across as well. Well, listen, it's been fascinating to talk to you. Where can we follow your progress online? I mean, if people want to keep up to date with your training and then your progress at the games, where can we find you online?
We're on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. You just have to search The Tandem Twins.
I love that name. Great stuff. Well, listen, Judith and Chloe McComb, thank you very much for your time. I know you're super busy. Go and have your nap. Best of luck at the Commonwealth Games this year. And thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. You.